Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, March the 7th. And then it was this morning, overnight, we had prices well off the highs except for the wheat. Corn was down 24 off its highs, beans 30 off the highs. Crude oil broke from $130 a barrel down and traded lower on the day. It's back up to a dollar higher. That's still $14 off the highs. The Dow Jones has rallied about 600 points. So it looks like maybe some tensions have eased out here. Apparently the Russians and Ukrainians are in the third series of talks. Not that the first two did any good, but it seems like there's a little bit less concern right now. Question about for the grains. I think the grains have gone way too high too fast in here, but it's all going to matter on the wheat. If the wheat is at a reasonable price out here, March wheat, then maybe we're going to take the May off the limit, and I think that'll be the key that probably corn and beans will close lower out here. Some of these wheat spreads are just way out of line, way out of line. But my guess is that when it's all said and done, we can see some lower prices here, at least in corn and beans. And who knows, maybe a turnaround, limit up, limit day in wheat, but that's just a guess. Who knows? We have better weather in South America, not that it's going to be a big help, but it will help somewhat. We had a sale of 132,000 metric tons of beans to China, half old, half new. I think China is going to be a consistent small buyer in here for a while. We've got the WASDE report on Wednesday. The numbers I'm looking at, if they're the average trade guesses are right, don't justify where prices are up here. But you know, the wheat market, we still have to have some rains in the plains. It's awful dry. The stands aren't bad, but they're going to need an awful lot of rain to help make that crop out there, which they could certainly get. But nobody wants to get too short in here. And the market is just absolutely going to maintain this volatility. The WASDE won't help. But I think it's going to be much more about the Russians and Ukrainians, what the price of oil is going to do and what the price of wheat is going to do. That's going to control these markets this week out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.